For right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Brian, in an interview with CNN, Marco Rubio said that politicians running for office in the future may want to look at what for ideas?
The future?
Actually, specifically, I will narrow it down. He said that if he had been watching this, he might have won the presidential election.
Give me another hint.
Well,
watching this, what?
It's very applicable. This is very applicable to modern American politics. For example, Trump is supposed to be in King's Landing, but he's at his golf course at the Free City of Bravos. Brian, I don't think you watch this television show.
I know it.
Are you talking about Game of Thrones?
Yes. We are, yes, Game of Thrones.
Listen to me, man. I've said this to you time and time again. I do not play with that show because, in my opinion, I don't talk about race and stuff all the time, but in my opinion, that's white people's time to enjoy TV.
You think so?
Yes. Because it's like the good old days when it's like dragons and magic and there was no Mexicans and it was just, it's not real, man.
So let me explain. Rubio said that if he had been watching the show 2 years ago when the presidential campaign began, quote, I would have been president. There are a lot of good strategies, unquote. Oh. He was particularly taken with the scheming counselor character called Littlefinger, which tees up a Trump joke better than a golf ball in New Jersey during a Puerto Rico hurricane. And it's funny, he was joking, but maybe he has a point, because it could be that we are now living out a real-life Game of Thrones. The White Walkers did triumph in the most recent election. That's short for white people who use walkers. And of course, Game of Thrones does do a good job of representing Trump's plan for healthcare, because almost everybody dies.
I'm white, and I didn't watch it.
There you are.
Thank you.
Helen, teen clothing chain Forever 21 is launching an exciting new line, and to create it, they are partnering with whom?
Forever 21 is partnering with, I'm assuming it's someone that's nothing like Forever 21.
Well, I'll give you a hint. Yeah. These athletic pants are great for making a run for the border. Taco Bell, yes.
Oh my gosh.
Forever 21 is partnering with Taco Bell. That's right, Taco Bell. After years of soiling pants, now they're going to make them. This line of clothing, the Forever 21 Taco Bell line.
What?
It's coming out next week. They say it'll be, quote, hotter than Diablo sauce. They say they'll make T-shirts, hoodies, anoraks, and they'll all be made out of a polyester Doritos blend.
Wow. I'm, like, embarrassed to admit I have gotten really excited about past combinations that Taco Bell has come up with. Like when there was the Dorito Loco,
I was
stoked.
That was a quality product.
I was like in line for the Dorito Loco ASAP.
Have you ever had a Taco Bell cinnamon twist after a long night of partying?
No.
I have not, Brian.
I'm going to tell you something. If you ever, 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 if you ever go hard in the paint, like, oh my God, we achieved our NPR pledge drive by thousands. And you go party afterwards, you go a little too hard, it's 3 a.m. Cinnamon twist from Taco Bell and a warm cup of coffee makes you feel right, man.
All right.